right, let's get right back to it. Hour number two. And back with us tonight, as promised on Friday night last, is David John Oates, the master of reverse speech. He was working on the Trump press conference, and he's got that finished and more. There is a lot going on. Let me just duck one thing in here real quickly. The latest from Oroville Dam is very disconcerting. The winds there now are up to 150 miles an hour, heavy rain. All the reservoirs filling Oroville Dam are overflowing. The pressure on the dam is enormous. The spillways are destroyed, as you know. The concrete spillway is eroding massively into that hillside. The stresses on the dam are unknown at this point. No one can do any measuring on it. It is a bad situation. They have fired, apparently, dozens of workers at the dam because the workers were talking and taking pictures and video and releasing it on YouTube and so forth. They have been fired, a lot of people fired. I don't know how many, but I get the picture that it's probably a couple of dozen. And now I get a story that all drones are banned from anywhere near the Oroville Dam. They don't want us to see what's going on there. This is really not a good situation. But that doesn't have much to do with reverse speech, but I did want you to know that. It's an update. We try always to do that here. David Oates, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Well, it's just like hanging on to the tail of a tiger. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm watching it all from my safe little office here in Australia, thinking, gee, I'm glad I'm not living there anymore.
Yeah, so, yeah. All right, yeah. So what with Trump and the news conference, the press conference, we got about halfway through it and you finished it. But there's so much going on. I'd love to have reversals on, I mean, Mike Pence in Europe, that little creep. There's so many people talking now. Looney Lindsey Graham, it's just, if you had a staff of 20, we could keep them busy all the time, finding out what's really going on.
Yeah, there's so much to reverse. I've got a few. I've got the one on CEO NATO. Now, she told me who that was. I don't know what this is all about. NATO wants to increase spending. Here, let's see what this is. This is all recent stuff. So here we go.
I am here to listen to my fellow ministers, to have an open conversation among friends and allies about where we're going.
Okay. NATO, she may message me. Let me know. If you could message me, please, and let me know the context of this. Okay.
All right, he was talking about NATO ministers from other countries. They were at a meeting, it sounds like. Play it again.
Right. Okay, so here's the forward.
I am here to listen to my fellow ministers, to have an open conversation among friends and allies about where we're going.
Okay, the context of the file is a NATO meeting to increase defense spending. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the reversal says, send them all a famine. Send them all a famine.
A salmon like a dead fish.
Famine, you know, as in hunger.
Oh, famine. Oh, I'm sorry.
Famine. Sorry, it's my accent.
No. Salmon would have been fun, too, but famine works. Send them all a famine. All right. So there's no mercy there at all, is there?
No, not whatsoever. Nope.
Send them all a famine.
Yes, famine. Send
them all a famine.
Yes, it's F.
Send them all a famine.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. So, starve them out, okay? Yeah, I guess so. Then we've got, let me see, a couple on Priebus. This is one reversal that ties in. This is a speech he gave just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that ties in with a reversal we found on Trump's press conference. It's just one word. I normally don't document single words, but this is so clear and relevant.
Uh-huh.
It is this sort of fake news stuff that is enormously important.
And the word simply is Simone.
Simone.
There it is again.
There it is again. Haven't heard it for years and years and years, okay? And we heard it last week on Trump, and now we have it on Priebus. So let's just go and revisit the Trump. For those who don't know what Simone is all about, perhaps I should go back in time and play the Simone reversal. That was Simone actually became a code word for Operation Desert Storm, and it became a metaphor. And the metaphor is really full-on attack, like boots on the ground, massive force, with the coalition forces behind, which is what Desert Storm was all about. So here's the original Simone on George Bush.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
And Simone in the sands.
General Simone in the sands.
And there it is.
General Simone and the Times.
What a strange thing, David. The word is strange, and that's 20 years ago we're listening to.
I know, that's right. I know. Well, I haven't heard it for years and years and years. I can't remember when I last heard it. But then I heard it again on Trump at this press conference. And let's just play that again. And interestingly enough, the Fords is really interesting because he's talking about building an alliance. Okay, so here we go.
On foreign affairs, we've already begun enormously productive talks with many foreign leaders, much of it you've covered, to move forward towards stability, security, and peace in the most troubled regions of the world, which there are many. We've had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings. Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada. Really, really productive.
So he's talking about an alliance here. And backwards, we got to build Simone.
We got to build Simone.
There it is. I know.
Build Simone. Okay, that's for the sake of repetition and clarity, define Simone again, and then let's kind of glue those together and see what we come up with.
All right. Simone is literally comes from the Arabic word Simoon. It means a dust storm in the desert. And when I first found it, I found it before Operation Desert Storm had started. It was when Operation Desert Shield back in 1990, where we're going back 25 years, 27 years. And I found it on Bush, Baker, and Cheney. And it was a huge, big controversy because I contacted one of my associates in Washington, and he wrote a memo to Dick Cheney, then Defense Secretary, telling him all about reverse speech and Simone. Anyway, somehow the memo was leaked to the press, and overnight it was top story, top news story on CNN. It hit all the press, it hit the whole network. It was in all the papers. And then Simone began to be used quite regularly for Operation Desert Storm. And it became a metaphor for all that it represents, the coalition, the massive force, the boots on the ground. So it became a metaphor for the whole war. And so, like I said, I hadn't heard it for years. And here we hear it on Trump, right where he's talking about building a coalition. And then we hear it on Priebus a few days later. So they are planning.
David, do you think they're using the term in their conversations? Or is this something that is alive in the subconscious?
Oh, it's in the subconscious. I doubt whether it's in the consciousness. No.
Yeah, well, that's the part that is most intriguing to me, that this collective subconscious uses this term.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, yeah, there is a whole collective unconsciousness that unites us as humans and creates who we are and how we live and the world in which we live. It's a we get into very deep reverse speech theory about that. And so we have these metaphors that reside in the collective unconscious that shape who we are as a society and as a country, as a world. And Simone has now become part of the collective unconscious, referencing great military strength and force with coalitions. So there we go.
Well, very interesting. This certainly isn't peace talk, is it?
Oh, no. So let's play that reversal on Priebus again.
It is this sort of fake news stuff that is enormously important.
And Simone.
Simone.
There it is.
Simone.
Clear as day.
Simone.
So something's afoot, and I suspect we're going to see it very soon, I would imagine. It will be very quick. Okay, so let me see.
That's fascinating. Goes back 25 years, and it's clearly, there's no mistaking it. None.
Yeah, none whatsoever. All right, here we have another one on Priebus.
We've got a president here in Donald Trump that wants to look at the best and brightest of America.
But he says backwards, but they killed us now.
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 What the hell does that mean?
I think it means they're being subverted. His attempts are being cut off. His agenda's being
And as he's speaking on behalf of the Trump administration subconsciously.
Right. Subconsciously speaking on behalf of the Trump administration. Yes. Mm. We have been subverted. We are not doing all we want to do. That's the closest I can think of what it might mean. Now we have got some reverses on Trump in Florida. So here we go.
We believe in two simple rules, and I can tell you, everybody in this massive, this is a massive hangar. This is for the big planes.
And this is typical Trump again, although we do have a couple of negative ones on him this time. But this one is, and we love you. And there it is.
And who? I'm sorry, I can't make that out, David. What is it again?
And we love you. You can't hear that clearly?
I'm not hearing the W at all on we.
Oh, okay.
Let's try it.
Yeah, I agree. It's not as clear as it is.
It's, hold on. It's and it's the, I think. Let's see. Try again.
Do it again. Oh, yeah, I hear what
you're
hearing.
And the love you. And maybe he's speaking biblically. I don't know. But I don't hear we. Anyway.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. My lady in Canada actually apologizes. She rushed through these this morning.
No, that's fine. Thank you up there in Canada for all your work. This is always marvelous. So, great.
All right, so here we have another one.
We're going to have tremendous trade deals all over the world. But they're going to be bilateral, or as we would say, one-on-one.
And here he says, Florida, love you.
Florida, love me.
Florida, love me.
You hear that?
Yeah. He loves Florida. He sure does.
Yeah, well, he's got his big room mansion in there, doesn't he?
He might as well move the White House down there.
Yeah, might as well. All right, here we have a bit of a negative reversal on Trump. Let's see what he's talking about forwards.
Our plan will be much better health care at a much lower cost, okay?
Huh, and he says scum people.
Scum people.
Huh.
Scum people.
Wow.
Scum.
All right, let's do that again. That's wild. Please do the forward and the reverse. Yeah, there's some big conflict going on here.
Well, there certainly is. We've never heard anything from from Trump.
No.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Our plan will be much better health care at a much lower cost, okay?
And here's it's quite clear, scum people.
Scum people.
Wow.
Oh, he may well be talking about the Obamacare progenitors, those who put it together. He hates them, and I know he that was a theme for a year and a half with him, so that wouldn't surprise me.
Right, okay, all right. Well, anyway, it just took me by surprise.
Yeah, that is, Well, he's very serious about it. I think that he despises them, and I think we just heard an example of that. That's my guess. Right.
Yeah. And here we have another one.
We've directed the creation of a task force for reducing violent crime in America.
Oh, here he says, we take care of you.
We take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
He's on target.
Yeah, all right, okay. We do document everything we find, though, good or bad, and then we try to dissect it and work out what it means. So,
right.
Here we have a mirror image reversal.
You look at what's happening all over the world. Take a look at Nice. Take a look at Paris.
And he says, take a look.
Take a look. Take a look.
Huh. Here's the forwards.
Nicolaitan.
And backwards.
That's total congruity. That's fascinating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That suggests a man who is completely in focus, consciously and subconsciously. I mean, right on the cutting edge.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
True. And here we have his catchphrase. That was all throughout the election.
Thank you very much.
And it's Wake Up America. There it is.
Yeah.
It was all through the election. Now we have a couple of interesting ones on Melania, and then we'll get to the rest of the big news conference. I've got some interesting information about that Russian spy ship that's off the coast of.
Very good. That's very intriguing, and I'll tell you why. And before we even get there, there's not any real talk about it in the media. There was a mention of it. It's here. And then it kind of just went away.
I know.
All right, we'll find out. This is fascinating. Okay.
Yeah, I'll hold it off. You have to listen to hear the secret behind.
Oh, they're not going anywhere.
Okay, so here's Melania Trump.
The President of the United States, Donald.
She says Donald states it.
Donald states it.
Donald states it.
He's just supporting her husband, Donald forward and Donald backwards. However, here we have an interesting reversal.
I'm committed to creating and supporting initiatives dear to my heart, which will have impact on women and children all around the world.
And she says, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Interesting. I wonder what she's afraid of.
Could be many things. That's she's afraid for his safety, I'm sure. Afraid for her child's safety, afraid for the family's safety, and ultimately probably afraid for the country.
It's a bit of a revealing reversal, that one.
That was.
All right. Look, I've got a couple more, and then we'll go to the the rest of the press conference. I don't know who this guy is, but I'm told that you will know. Robert Steele, former Intel.
Sure.
Do you know who he is?
Sure.
Yeah.
He worked apparently for the CIA for about 10 years or more. He's been on the program multiple times. He'll be on this Wednesday, day after tomorrow. He's a very interesting man.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, I got a couple reversals on him. So here we go.
Hey, Alex, you've covered this and you know what I'm talking about, but I don't think people are really understanding. And unfortunately, Trump doesn't have advisors who are very broad in nature.
He says, got a warning.
Got a warning.
Got a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got a warning.
Well, that's what his basic theme is. He's trying to get to Trump directly. It's not going to happen, but he's trying to get word to him. He has a memo, a plan that I've posted multiple times. I think I was the first person to want him to have him on about that. And he's trying to get to Trump to help him steer the right course. That's basically it in an overview, keeping it simple. But he's a very sharp, very interesting man, and he's gotten a lot of good press from people. He's a kind of a hot ticket item right now, but he'll be on Wednesday and again next Monday. So,
All this may explain what this next reversal is. Here's the second one.
And Flynn did not tell Pence. That eventually came out.
Okay, yeah, that's we know what that's all about. I make you share that.
I make you share that.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
I make you share that.
I think he's just making his information out there,
he might be under some kind of a stricture, ex-CIA, and his subconscious is saying to his conscious, I'm making you share this information. You're going to do it. He's talking to himself.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I could buy that. Yeah.
Just a possible.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's move on to Trump now. All right. Now, where did we get up to? I can't remember what reversal we got up to. I think we got up to War, See the Book. So let's just play that one again, which I said was Trump reading up. He's probably actually reading books on warfare. So here's the forwards.
We have the greatest people on earth in our military, but they don't have the right equipment, and their equipment is old. I used it. I talked about it. At every stop. Depleted. It's depleted. Won't be depleted for long.
And it says, War, See the Book.
War, See the Book.
War, See the Book.
He's just reading books on warfare.
War, interesting. So he's counseling himself.
That's
see the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gathering information. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this one, I don't really know what it means, but we'll play it and work it out. One of these cryptic cryptic reversals.
Uh-huh.
We get those every now and then. So here's the forwards.
And you know, you can talk all you want about Russia, which was all a fake news fabricated deal to try and make up for the loss of the Democrats, and the press plays right into it.
Soon give White the laws issue. Is what it says. Soon give White the laws issue.
Soon give White the laws issue.
Yeah, nice and clear.
Soon give White the laws issue.
I think it's the White House, personally. Personally, I think that's what he's talking about, the White House. And he's talking about getting on with Russia, and, you know, there's going to be some legislative things he's going to work through, you know.
Interesting. There's more talk again about an increase in the number of sanctions on Russia, which is completely asinine. I don't know. Maybe he's talking about laws that are already in force, in effect. That is an interesting one. I don't know. Certainly is. All right. You have a whole ton, David, or do we take a little break here? What do you want to do?
Oh, no, you take a break.
Okay.
We'll
all right.
Fine.
We'll pause and come right back with David John Oates in just a minute. ReverseSpeech.com. Go there and be prepared to be amazed. Folks, I'm David Oates, and let's go ahead.
Okay, so we just played the reversal about the White, the laws issue, cryptic reversal. Okay, here's the next one.
The same thing happened with respect to General Flynn. Everybody saw this. And I'm saying, the first thing I thought of when I heard about it is, how does the press get this information that's classified? How did they do it? You know why? Because it's an illegal process.
Okay, now this is reversal. I initially documented as I found you suffered Israel, but my staff heard as I found you surfeit Israel, which changed the meaning a little bit. So here we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it is surfeit, yeah. Interesting. Surfeit means to move, to flow with. So it would imply that Israel was involved with whatever happened with Flynn. It's the only way I can.
Well, Israel's involved with most everything that happens now, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it could be a general comment then. He may have found the influence that Israel has over the American government.
I wish Trump had taken Flynn aside and said, look, get back behind your desk. You're not going anywhere.
I don't know anything about it. Okay.
So he said surf, like surfing.
Surfeit. Yeah, it's a common metaphor, reverse speech metaphor. Mm-hmm. I hear apparently every tape I do with a client.
Hmm.
It's a surf. Surf is to interact with life, to flow through life, to be involved, to be active.
Yeah.
So I found you surf at Israel. I found you're active and involved in whatever they're active and involved with. He doesn't say what, but the assumption is government operations.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. You really find it that often, huh? How interesting.
Oh, yeah. Very common. It's common as wolf. Wolf is very common.
Do you know there's another, there's a word, surfeit?
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah. S-U-R-F-E-I-T. Let's see how it's pronounced here.
Huh.
Hold on. See if I can get it to play. It's got an audio thing, but it doesn't want to play yet. It's S-U-R-F-E-I-T, and it means excess, an excessive amount, a surfeit, an excess or overindulgence in eating or drinking, a surfeit, an uncomfortably full or crapulous, that's a great word, feeling, feeling due to excessive eating. Yes. Crapulous. I've never heard that one.
Israel's involved in everything.
Only a Scrabble player would know crapulous. That's hilarious. General disgust caused by excess or satiety. As a verb, to bring to a state of surfeit by excess food or drink. So it's indulgence, overindulgence. So maybe it's surfeit.
Either way, it means a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I knew that word was out there, and it was. I hadn't seen it for years, but...
All right. Okay, next reversal. We've got to get to the spy ship, yeah? So here we go.
Mike Pompeo is now taking control of the CIA. James Comey at FBI.
I don't know what this reversal means. Let me get once.
Let me get once.
Huh.
Let me get once.
Long pronunciation.
Let me get once.
I don't know about that. Once. That doesn't sound like once to me.
O-N-C-E? No?
No, that's really a weird... That's marginal. I don't know.
All right, we'll throw that one out. I don't mind throwing out reversals. I do it all the time. All right, let's try this next one.
Where he was just doing his job. That was very normal. You know, first everybody got excited because they thought he did something wrong. After they thought about it, it turned out he was just doing his job.
Oh, I know what happened with these, Jeff. These are ones that I found. I haven't vetted them yet. These are just straight as I found them.
All right.
That's what's happened. I didn't go through them. All right. Uh-huh. It was so funny. Let's see how accurate I was. It was so funny.
You're funny.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, that's there. Okay. No worries. All right.
But it wasn't a funny thing. That's the funny part about his statement. I guess he's being... obtuse about it.
Let's play the thoughts again.
Where he was just doing his job. That was very normal. You know, first everybody got excited because they thought he did something wrong. After they thought about it, it turned out he was just doing his job.
Maybe he means all the fuss was so funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The whole thing was so funny. It was stupid. In other words, yeah. Got it. That works. That's good.
Okay. Look, I'm going to skip a few reversals in case we run out of time. And I want to go straight to the spy ship, okay? And then
Big story. Now, David and I talked earlier about this, and you have to remember there was an announcement made, there were pictures of the ship, and then the story went away. Just went away.
I think it starts on this reversal here. Let's just play the forwards.
You mentioned the spy vessel off the coast of the United States.
Not good.
Okay, so it's not good. Then he says, no gun.
No guns.
No guns.
Okay.
No guns.
In other words, it's not an armed ship. Okay.
That's right. It's not a threat.
Electronics. All right.
It's just there. There's no gun. It's not a problem. It's not a threat. Then he says, I'm not going to. Then he says, you know, I should shoot at it or something. He was being facetious. They'd all like that.
Does anybody really think that Hillary Clinton would be tougher on Russia than Donald Trump? Does anybody in this room really believe that?
Oh, yeah, right. He's still talking about the spy ship. Then he says, I shall not. Oh, yeah, I got a little bit after that. Say, I shall not.
I shall not. I shall not.
Very clear. Then he says this next.
Can we conclude there'll be no response to these particular provocations?
I'm not going to tell you anything about what response I do. I don't talk about military response. I don't say I'm going into Mosul in 4 months.
So, yeah, I put that in because it was very ironic because he's already told us in reverse, you see, that he's not going to make any response. There's no gun. There's no threat. I'm not going to do anything.
And I wouldn't tell you if I was. Right.
Exactly right. Really interesting. I don't know how the Trump administration is going to react to me finding out all of these little secrets. So, here is the next one on the spy ship.
So when you ask me, what am I going to do with the ship, the Russian ship as an example, I'm not going to tell you. But hopefully I won't have to do anything, but I'm not going to tell you.
Now this one, it says, we let in the gun.
We left in the gun.
In other words, we let them in. They aren't a threat. We've allowed them to be here. We've let them come in, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Check the word let. See if you hear left, L-E-F-T. Okay. We left in the gun. We left it in there.
Okay.
We left in the gun.
No, I'm not hearing an F.
S and S?
I did hear an S, actually.
Less. It's hard on this. That's a low, a kind of a muddy reversal. But there's something else in there. I wonder if it would make more sense. Is there a word with lest? Lest? There is a word lest, but it doesn't fit. No, it's not syllabically, grammatically. Syntax is wrong. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Slight it's hard to hear over here sometimes, but that's a muddy one.
Yeah, it is a bit muddy, I agree. I think the essence of it is there, though.
I agree. But I totally agree.
He's not going to do anything about it. They're not a threat. They're just they're just there. So, that's why you never heard anything more and more about it, because there was tacit, there was approval of it by the administration.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Sure it does. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to something else. Okay. I wanted to get to that in case we run out of time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll go back a few now.
You know what I say? When I was called out on Mexico, I was shocked. Because all this equipment, all this incredible phone equipment. When I was called out on Mexico, I was really, really surprised.
He's talking about a secret phone conversation he had with Mexico that was made public, okay? And he was really surprised, didn't know how it happened. And he says they've broken off, whatever that means.
They've broken off.
Oh, yeah.
They've broken off.
I think he's talking about Mexico. I think he's having negotiations with Mexico that they have broken off discussions.
Yeah, quiet discussions, and they've broken off, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think totally right.
Yeah. That would be consistent with the reversal I found about the wall. If you remember a while back, they will not deal with us.
I don't think there's going to be a wall now, David.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
The price on it's jumped now all of a sudden to $26 billion. There doesn't need to be $26 billion spent. And we all know that there'll be a cost overrun there of at least 30 to 40%. I would suggest they simply pull back the military from some of the 160 countries we're in, deploy them on the border. If they can't control the border, they should turn in their guns and uniforms and go home. They can control the border. They've got technology that won't quit. They've got drones. They've got everything. And then they issue an order that within 2 weeks, when we begin to start shooting at anyone who tries to run across the border, it'll stop. That'll stop it right now, real quick. You can take control of the border without building a wall. It's quite possible. So I just at this point don't see it happening.
Yeah, well, here's a reversal where he says Mexico won't deal with them.
What's the difference? I want to get the wall started. I don't want to wait a year and a half until I make my deal with Mexico. So, and we probably will have a deal sooner than that. And by the way, Mexico has been so nice.
And he says they will not deal with us.
We will not deal with us.
And yeah, that.
So they've been so nice, David. But what he was really saying is they're not going to deal with us. So he's stuck with having to cough up $26 billion, and it isn't going to happen. I'm just telling you.
He's got a problem. See, that's why it says they've broken off. It's
that's
the same
right.
thing.
It's done.
Here's that they've broken off.
Good one.
Broken off.
Yep.
Broken off.
He's got a big problem on his hands.
He's going to have to somehow retreat from the wall. He may build part of it, but this country is not going to stand for him spending $26 or $36 billion on a wall that can be defeated. Any wall can be defeated. It's stupid. It's not a smart thing. Symbolically, it was great, but you can build a wall with military. You can enforce a border with military troops and technology. It's all there. They've got satellites that can read a date on a dime, for goodness sakes. They can read infrared signatures from space. They know exactly when a human warm body is moving anywhere near a destination like a wall, a real wall, or an artificial wall by people, made by people. So they can do it with troops. I believe that, and I think we're going to see some flex on that. Mexico apparently told him, go to hell. We're not going to pay for the wall. Forget it. And he's not going to cut off these payments that the Mexicans keep sending back to their relatives from America. They're looting the country, sending back dollars, billions and billions of dollars. It's the second leading source of revenue for the entire country of Mexico. Wages and money collected by illegals and otherwise green card holders up here sent back to Mexico. And he could cut that off, but he's not doing it. So I don't know how to figure that one out.
I don't know. Anyway, there's problems with Mexico. That's all I can tell you. Okay.
Yeah, that's a big indicator. Good job. Yeah.
Problems with Mexico. They're building a coalition to go against ISIS, and the spy ship, he let them in. Okay, no problems as far as he's concerned. So there you go. That's what I found out from the press conference so far. Still got some more reverses to play. Not a bad score, hey?
No, it's a great score. You know, what if somehow through some back channel, that ship, which is quite clearly able to collect very advanced and sophisticated information, were spying on the CIA and found some things from the deep state that might help Donald Trump. And if that information made its way to Donald Trump somehow, maybe he's letting him stay there in order to help him spy on the deep state. He can't go to the CIA or the NSA and say, we need you to spy on the NSA or CIA. Maybe it's possible that he's getting help. We don't know. It's just a guess, but it's interesting.
I will watch it, follow it very closely, as I always do, Jeff. Yeah. Need more people. If you ever thought about taking training, everyone, my next class starts April the 1st, okay? April 1st. It's conducted online, one class every 2 weeks, 3 hours a class. So come in and join us. Find all these reversals. Help us catch the bad guys. Go to reversespeech.com. There you go, Jeff. Put a little plug out.
Very good, indeed. Yeah. Well, the last class ended, I don't know when it ended, not long ago.
I had one class ended just a couple of weeks ago. I've still got another class. I'm halfway through.
Oh, good.
And we'll have this new class starting April 1st. I've got 10 students for this one so far. So that's
well, if you
good.
Don't have, seriously, if you're one of these people who does have some spare time and is able to spend time at home and wants to do something fantastically exciting, it's reverse speech. You can record off television, a radio, whatever, and do your own analysis. And, you know, if you've got things, send them to David. Maybe it'll pop up on this program. So that's something to do.
Yep. All right, next reversal.
I think that'd actually be better. People, I mean, you have a lower approval rate than Congress. I think that's right. I don't know, Peter, is that one right? Because, you know, I think they have.
Talking about the press having a lower approval rate than Congress. And reversal, they give us Iraq.
Let me guess Iraq.
See, what's going on in Iraq? There was a big offensive started yesterday on Mosul, if I remember correctly. I don't know.
Well, we have American troops there now participating that on the front lines.
Oh, do I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go.
They're also beginning to use depleted uranium over there, which are nuclear weapons. They leave radiation everywhere. So that's happening in Syria.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, we already covered Iraq with DU, so remember Fallujah. They have so many birth defects in Fallujah to this day, they can't even count them.
Right. Wow. Okay, next reversal.
The news is fake because so much of the news is fake. So one thing that I felt it was very important to do, and I hope we can correct it, this is nobody I have more respect for, well, maybe a little bit, but than reporters, than good reporters.
Okay, this is internal dialogue. He's talking to himself. He says, I lead them, my wolf helps you.
I lead them, my wolf helps you.
Oh, it's quick.
I lead them, my wolf helps you.
You hear that?
Yeah.
So there's that word wolf that we talked about a few minutes ago. Very very common metaphor. Don't hear it very often in the media. I mean, we rarely hear metaphors in the media.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe, I don't know, one reversal every tape I'll find will be a metaphor. But you compare that to private session work when I work with clients and 70, 80% of the transcripts can all be a metaphor. So, it's all to do with the discussion. If you're talking about behavioral issues and personality traits, you'll get metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talking about facts, as politicians generally are, you'll get what we call first-level reversals, which are straightforward, everyday English statements. Teach you all of this in class, how to tell the good and the bad. All right, here we have another one. Here we go.
I have nothing to do with Russia. I told you. I have no deals there. I have no anything. Now, when WikiLeaks, which I had nothing to do with, comes out and happens to give, they're not giving classified information.
Huh, now something's going on with Russia. Bring your fun, the haggle silly.
Bring your fun, the haggle silly?
Bring your fun, the haggle silly?
Huh.
Bring your fun, the haggle silly?
Okay, what's a haggle? Negotiation, isn't it? Bring your fun, the haggle silly.
In other words, maybe he's saying... Now the mainstream media is not reporting this. To him, the apparent change in direction with Russia to become a little more contentious is not real. The haggle that's the haggle. Hassle.
Right.
Maybe the hassle isn't anything serious in his mind, but that doesn't mean he's not surrounded with neocons who want it to be serious. They want more sanctions. So I don't know. That require a little bit more work on that one.
Okay.
Odd.
And then we're almost out of time. I've got one last reversal, and then that's it. So here we go.
So I don't have to tell you. I don't want to be one of these guys that say, yes, here's what we're going to do.
And I'll see her say.
I'll see her say.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see her say.
I'll be bothered.
I'll see her say.
Don't know who her is, but maybe the media or maybe America or I don't know. I think maybe himself even. I don't know. Anyway, the good news is that we have a direct insight into the mind of Donald Trump and the workings of the political arena, and we'll bring them all to you once every 2 weeks.
We remember how hard you worked, and we did so many programs during the campaign and kept people really informed, like they could never be informed without reverse speech. And we kind of thought that, I think subconsciously, that, well, the election's coming, and then Trump won, and we thought maybe we'd kind of be able to back down a little bit in terms of output and energy and stress and strain. No, it's worse.
No, I know. I'll keep on top, but so will my people. And we need more people. Need more people find reversals. Take training. Sign up for class. And let me give my number out.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
This is an American number. It's a 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. And that rings at my desk here in Australia. There we go. But it's
magic.
A local call for you. Yeah,
it's magic.
magic of modern technology.
Yeah. So, okay. The class is starting April 1st.
April 1st? Yep.
Okay. All right. This is, and they're fun. I've heard that they're just a lot of fun, the classes.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating people, and everybody can learn it. It's yep. It's terrific. All right. Thank you, David.
All right.
Great
Thanks,
work.
Jeff. No
All
worries,
right.
Mate. Speak to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay. There's David John Oates, and we will be right back.